Vintage Tony Dub. She gon' take care of her bitch, she truckin', she truckin'. She a woman with a rig, she truckin', she truckin'. She gon' take care of her kids, she truckin', yeah. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin', she truckin'. She truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin'. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin', she truckin'. She a woman with a rig, she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin'. Ah.
Sheree, thank you. You know, before we get started on anything, can you hear me okay?
I can. You sound great.
Okay. So before we get started, I just want to congratulate you on your show, the Woman Empowerment Podcast. You know, I actually had the opportunity to and the privilege to get some behind the scenes information, and we kind of talked about the podcast previous to you getting started, and it's just great to see you know, you've been consistent. And, I mean, you've had great people on the show, and just congratulations to you for that. Kudos, because, you know, that's the most difficult thing to be consistent. You know what I mean? You had an idea, and you manifested it, and it's been great so far. So I just wanted to congratulate you on that. And also I wanted to thank you for letting me be the first man to infiltrate the Women's Empowerment Podcast. You know what I mean? So I'm the first man, correct? Is that, I'm correct in saying that, right? Okay. So yeah.
So the
men are in the building today. And thank you for allowing me to be the first to infiltrate the podcast. And I hope that I could, you know, deliver a good show for you today.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of the men was like, hey, we need some men empowerment. And so I said, the best way to start off the show in 2020 is bringing that male empowerment. And I know you definitely have delivered all of 2019. And I'm just, like I said, I'm so thankful to have you on. And I just want to share this with our listeners as well that, you know, and thank you, because you was one of my mentors that helped me develop my podcast. So I thank you for the advice. I was so nervous in doing this, and you kind of guided me and was like, I got you. So I really appreciate that. And, I mean, that brings us to where we are now, like, you know, being able to work together to build each other and support each other throughout this industry and throughout the podcast. And so thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Well, listen, you are definitely a natural. You're a natural at what you do, Sheree. This isn't the first time that you've built a large community. So I have no doubt that this podcast will be as successful as your other communities and your other endeavors. So, you know, I definitely knew when you told me about this idea that, number one, it needed to happen, and number two, that you were the perfect person to spearhead it. So, yeah, it's dope. Very, 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 very cool.
And so for those who may not have heard your podcast, could you tell them exactly what it is, what it's about, and introduce yourself as well and let them know how to find it?
All right. So my name is Ramel Watley. I am the host and the creator of the Truck and Hustle podcast. So basically what Truck and Hustle is, it is a podcast, but it's bigger than that. My vision for Truck and Hustle is a lot larger than the podcast. The podcast is simply to start building the community. You know, my vision for Truck and Hustle was to create a place and create an environment where people can learn about the trucking industry specifically, and you know, more importantly, just business in general. So the show is not only for people who are in the trucking industry. It's for all types of people who want to get into entrepreneurship. So, and it's also for people who are already entrepreneurs who want to kind of, you know, sharpen their skills or learn more, add on to their existing businesses, just kind of, you know, iron or steel sharpened steel, you know, type of place. So I picked the trucking community because, number one, that's the business that I've been, you know, for 20 years, almost 20 years, you know, of my life. So it's a very important and special community to me, very near and dear. I think that truck drivers, for one, are extremely unappreciated. And, you know, not just truck drivers, but people in the trucking community are very unappreciated. And when I say that, you know, we get up at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean? We brave all the elements. We go out in snow, rain, hail, sleet. You know, we do all the things that nobody else wants to do. And, you know, in my opinion, everybody in this community are superheroes, right? And I think that, you know, we don't get enough love. We don't get enough shout-outs. You know what I mean? It's a very thankless industry. And basically, you know, we're only as good as the last thing we do for somebody else. So this was an opportunity to create a platform for those people who have been contributing to the trucking industry, which is the backbone of our economy. Everybody knows and everybody's heard before, if the, you know, the truck stop, everything else stop, right? So, you know, this was an opportunity to get those people on the platform and allow them to have a voice and speak. And not only that, but to also share their businesses, because as we know, the trucking industry is a billion, trillion, whatever that number is, dollar business. And, you know, we need to sit a seat at that table. You know, so I feel that there's a lot of information out there that is not being shared and not being, you know, it needed to be curated. The information is out there. We have Google. We have, you know, all type of ways to get information, but it needed to be curated, right, in one place where everybody could find the information, and that's what Truck and Hustle was. So, you know, I decided to start off by just reaching out to the influencers, reaching out to the people that already had an audience, already had a voice in this space, and, you know, try to bring, you know, the people who follow them, you know, to the Truck and Hustle platform so that they can meet and link up and connect with other influencers that they may not be following, and that would in turn open their eyes to all these interesting new opportunities in the trucking space. And I mean, there's more than a few, you know what I mean? That's one thing that I hear. I get a lot of direct messages, people just saying, man, like, I didn't realize, you know, you can do this. And anytime I thought about trucking, I just thought about this one particular thing. And most people have a very one-sided view of what the trucking industry is. You know, they don't think about the administrative side. They don't think about the driver services side. They don't think about all the different niches that are in the industry. So, you know, right. This was that. This is supposed to be that platform that can allow you to explore all the different niches, kind of like an exploratory. Like if you were to go to like high school or like Votech, and they're like, you know, check out some of the different classes like that you want to be in, you know, for the next 4 years. You get to have an exploratory of everything. If you're interested in the industry overall, you can come into the industry saying, you know, I'm a truck driver. I just want to, you know, be an owner-operator. But then when you hear, you know, trucking guru talking about being a dispatcher, you may flip it and be like, you know what? There's money in dispatching. I have all this trucking knowledge and experience. Right. Let me try dispatching, or hear Lady Logistics talk about freight brokering, or hear, you know, somebody like Jalen Yubo talking about getting into government contracts. You know what I mean? So these are the things that the show exposes you to, and that was my vision, and oddly enough, it's coming to fruition exactly the way I planned it. You know what I mean? Like, exactly the way I thought is what it has become. And, you know, just to add on to that point, it's like, you know, I wanted to make trucking a cool place. Right, like I wanted to make it a cool place to be, so that's why you have the hip hop kind of inspired theme song. You have me, who, you know, I could kind of dive into any audience. I could be, you know, RJ, which I'm known affectionately in the trucking community as, or I could be Rommel. You know what I'm saying? And I could be both. And for my audience, I try to be as comfortable as possible and meet you where you're at, so that you have a comfortable environment where you can learn and feel comfortable. Just listening to people who are just like you, who are successful doing things that you want to do.
I love it, and I want to commend you because knowledge is power, and what you started, it has literally trickled into people becoming so many different things. Just like you said, all the great names that you mentioned, like the Trucking Guru, Lady Logistics, I see so many people who have expanded and grew and become dispatchers, become brokers, you know, and everything. So I want to commend you and thank you for, you know, sharing that knowledge, because that, you know, often we don't, you know, in the trucking community years ago, I've said this before, we didn't have that knowledge. No one was sharing that knowledge, and you open up that door
right.
to give so many people the opportunity to be great, to be, you know, to try things they never thought of. And so, I got a question for you. What
yeah.
brought you, like, what did you do in the transportation, what do you do in the transportation industry, or what have you done? Let's start there and give us some background of your transportation history, because I want to know what inspired you to want more and to actually bring this out.
Yeah, so like I said a little bit earlier, I've been in the transportation industry for almost 20 years. I want to say I got started in 2002. 2002 is when I actually got my CDL license. I got my CDL license because I was actually unemployed at the time. I had a business that I had with my brother. We were doing some transporting. We had two small 15-passenger vans. We were doing some transporting for a local staffing agency in North Jersey. That business kind of went awry. He continued it, but it wasn't really working out for me, and I was looking for something to do. So basically, you know, I was trying to find, you know, what would be my next thing. I had dove into many things in my life, entrepreneurial wise, and just different businesses. I've been involved in real estate. I've been a realtor, but you know, different things didn't pan out. So I was looking for something new, and I said, you know what can I do that I could start making money immediately? And you know, I went to One Stop, which was in Trenton, New Jersey at the time, and they were offering a plethora of different things to people who were just looking for jobs, you know, computer training, you know, whatever, just anything you could, different things you could think of, but none of them really gave you a direct course or a direct path to making the money right away, right? So the only thing that stood out to me was transportation, trucking, right? Get your CDL. So, you know, before that, I had never in my wildest dreams ever thought about becoming a truck driver. It just wasn't really something that was really relevant to me because I didn't understand the industry, and I didn't see myself as a truck driver, because most of the truck drivers that I didn't know any, number one, and the ones that I did see didn't look like me, you know, if you understand what I'm saying.
Right.
So it was never really on my radar, but you know what I'm saying, there was an opportunity there to make some money right away. And I said, all right, you know, let me try it. You know, it looked pretty good, pretty attractive, $50,000, $60,000 getting started out, whatever the case may be. I said, all right, I could do that. And at this time, you know, I just had to take a class. So I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, the class was for about, I want to say like maybe 4 weeks, maybe 4 week class. I took, went to Smith and Solomon. And, you know, I graduated. And pretty much when, you know, a lot of people have been a truck driver in school before, you know, when they teach you at those schools, they kind of teach you how to drive to pass the test, right? Like, they don't really teach you how to drive. They kind of teach you how to, like, do just enough to get you to the DMV and pass, right? So, like, you know, they teach you how to alley dock and, you know, how to straight line back and do all that kind of stuff. So I knew the bare minimum. I knew enough to, you know, get on the road and pass. You know, I could barely shift, you know, gears, but I knew enough to pass. So long story long. I passed, you know, I got my CDL, and I was like, great, all right, next move. So started looking into different opportunities after I got my CDL, and a bunch of different people came to the classes, and, you know, they were, you know, talking about, you know, you can, you know, do this, go over the road, you know, Swift and all those different companies will come and kind of give you a presentation, you know, try to recruit you, because it's a great recruiting ground, obviously, because there's a bunch of new drivers there. But the things that they were talking about weren't really, you know, anything that interested me, because I didn't really want to go over the road at the time. That wasn't really for me. You know, I wanted to kind of stay local. I'm a homebody, whatever the case may be. So I was like, man, you know, and I didn't really think all this through when I got my license. I was like, I just want to get the license. I didn't know I had to go over the road. And pretty much all the great opportunities were for over-the-road drivers, you know. So I started looking a little bit deeper into it. I said, you know, let me find something that's more local. I actually ended up coming across a little mom-and-pop company that was based out of Maryland, but they had a terminal in New Jersey. And, you know, they were offering some jobs. So I went to meet with the guy there. And basically, when I met with the guy there, he liked me a little bit. Like, we were talking, laughing, and I was like, man, to be honest with you, like, I don't even really want to drive. Like, you know, I just kind of got this license just as a means to an end. You know, I'm not really that comfortable driving the truck. That's not really my thing, but I mean, you know, I do what I got to do. So either way, long story long again, this guy ended up hiring me as a dispatcher. Right, he was like, "Listen, we actually need dispatches. Are you interested in that?" And I'm like, "What's a dispatcher?" So he explains to me what the job entails, and you know, I'm like, "Yeah, I could do that. I could talk to people. I could communicate, and you know, I could manage men and all that because I've had you know previous experiences where I've managed groups of men and stuff like that. So I had leadership skills. So I said, "Yeah, you know, I can definitely do it." So I did it, and I got into a dispatch role, and then I kind of got into the management side of things. So basically, it would kind of end up that gentleman would end up doing something that was he actually ended up losing his position there. He got fired for doing something silly, and I actually ended up taking over you know that account. So this is a $1 million account. This is for Ball Plastic at the time. They did plastic bottles for Pepsi. And I actually ended up running that account with, you know, very little experience, but I had been there for, you know, a year or so. And I'm, you know, kind of like a sponge. I just soaked everything up, and it was a small outfit, so it wasn't really a lot of people. So, you know, everything's kind of hands-on. So you learn how to, you know, do everything. And in that time, you know, I learned how to not only dispatch, but also freight brokerage. We had to, you know, I had to find, you know, backhauls for drivers and stuff like that. So I got a vast knowledge of the industry through, you know, working with that company. After that company shut down. I went over to work for another large carrier, you know, who I won't really say their name. I don't really give shout outs to any big companies like that, but I worked for them. You know, I worked for one of their accounts for several years, and more so like grocery delivery, stuff like that. And, you know, while I was there, I kind of noticed, that they were using a lot of lease drivers, right? So what a lease driver is basically a driver who is a temporary driver, somebody who's not an employee of the actual company, but they come on to help out in during seasonal spikes and stuff like that, and you know when people are on vacation and so forth, so on. And there was this company, man, that was making, or multiple companies that were just making a killing using these lease drivers. And you know, I have kind of like an inside look into the invoices, and I'm looking at what they're billing, and I'm looking at what they're making, and I'm like, man, I'm talking to the drivers. I'm like, man, what do they pay y'all? And I hear what they're paying them, and I look at what they're billing. So I'm, you know, obviously I'm putting two and two together. So I'm looking at some of these margins, and I'm like, okay. And then, you know, that goes on for a little while, and I start meeting some of these owners, and I'm like, oh man, like, you know, these people aren't really that smart. They're not really that bright. They're not really that impressive to me. You know what I mean? Like, and it kind of let me know that anybody can do this. This is not rocket science. You know what I mean? And it really like changed my whole perspective, because here I am, you know, just expecting, you know, like some corporate entity, and then when I see somebody from like, you know, regular middle America, you know, walk in hunchback with a trench coat on, you know, bringing donuts, I'm like, man, like if he could do it, I definitely could do it. So that drove me to get into driver leasing, which is what I'm mostly known for, the driver leasing industry myself. And that was my entrepreneurial exploits getting into the driver leasing industry. So that's what I'm most known for. And that's pretty much it, my story in like a quick version of it. I mean, obviously there's, you know, little parts in and out or whatever, but that's pretty much it.
That's interesting. That's very, very interesting. So you have, it's interesting. I didn't know you had your CDL. So that's,
yes.
You know, it explains.
Yes.
You've done
a lot of different
things in this industry.
Anytime somebody wants to challenge me, you know, because people mess with me all the time about not being able to drive or you never drove anywhere. I whip out that CDL and I say, listen, my CDL is valid and so is my medical card. All right, so I'm a driver just like you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now,
I love it.
I got plenty of respect for drivers, so don't take that wrong. There's plenty of guys out there with way more skills than me. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm official. There's the A is on the top right hand corner of my license. It's there.
Now,
and I got my passenger endorsement as well. You know what I'm saying? So I could drive that bus too if I want to.
So you certify in the transportation industry, and that's why you're so good at what you do in bringing the industry together. And so one thing that you didn't mention that I want to shout out to my friend Shadea. Shout out to Shadea. because I heard that you even experienced dipped and dabbed in a rap career for a second. So could you tell us about that as well?
Yes. All right. So if you guys have heard the show, or when you do hear the show. You know, the introduction to my show is actually me rapping. Like, I don't know if you guys can tell that from when it transitions into. Yeah, that's me. So if you got to listen closely to the transition of the voice, it's the same exact voice. That's me.
Wow.
So, and a lot of people don't know that, which is funny. That actual theme song that I use is probably a recording from about 2010. So it's about 9 years old now, but it's one of my favorite songs that I recorded, you know, back in the day. And you know, I haven't really been active on the hip hop scene for a very long time. But yes, rap was definitely a passion of mine. If I would have pursued it fully, I'm pretty sure that I would have definitely, you know, made it to some point. You know, I would be somebody's favorite rapper. You know what I'm saying? It may not be a lot of people,
that
but I would definitely be somebody's favorite rapper. Thank you. Because you know, I hone that craft. You know, just like I try to hone any other craft. And you know, hip hop is still something that's very, very important to me, and it's special to me. And that's why I try to weave it through my show as much as I can. So I may make references to certain, you know, hip hop stars, and I may shout certain people out just so you know, like, oh yeah, he know, he, you know what I'm saying? Because I want people to know where I'm coming from, and you know, I try to be as authentic as I can, you know, when I'm doing the show, and just really put me out there, you know, because I'm probably not the person that you expected to start a trucking podcast, you know, and that's intentional, you know, so I want to be myself as much as possible to let other people know who look like me, come from the same culture as me, had the same background as me, had the same experiences, know that, listen, there's money out here, and y'all need to get on board and get it, you know? So, yeah, all that is very, very intentional. And, yeah, I definitely used to rap, for sure. And I still got some skills, Sheree. I'm not, you know, I'm not washed up yet. I'm not really one of these, what do they call them? I don't even know what they call them anymore. I'm getting old. Trap rappers or these mumble rappers. I'm not a mumble rapper. I can't do the Migos and all that, and that's not me. I'm going to stick to the classic, you know, Nas and Jay-Z type of sound. When you hear my music, it'll be reminiscent of that. And, you know, I actually plan at some point to maybe revisit that, you know, after I grow the audience enough on Truck and Hustle, and if people care to hear, I may throw a little, you know, a little thing out there, see if people like it, if people gravitate towards it. And I may just put something together. I might put together a little soundtrack or something like that. And, you know, so I could finally realize that dream, because I never actually got a chance to put out a professional recording, a professional album, you know, but I've done a lot of music with other people. I've done, you know, a lot of music, you know, myself, that's kind of sitting here in the archives. And, you know, when Shadea, you talk about Shadea, when she knew me, at that age, between 13 to 17, that's what I was all about. I was all about rap, you know, and I was a part of a group. I was the youngest in the group. I was like 13, 14 years old, and the other group members were, you know, in their 20s, but they respected my pen game that much that they were like, yo, man, you gotta get down with us. And, you know, my name was Mr. Universe back then, which is probably hilarious to people right now. But I called myself Mr. Universe.
It all comes together like the universe. It's all coming together. And I just want to say, definitely do it. Follow your dream, because you now that I know that that's your voice, I've been literally streaming it out all over social media, the video, and that's your voice. Man, you really have to keep expanding on that. And let me say this for everyone that's listening in the comments. Please write a comment and tell him to keep going and keep doing that music. We want to show him some love about that music, y'all. I'm going to make sure I play it on the podcast as well. But definitely, y'all, in the comments, please. Yeah, we want to see it. We want to give some thumbs up, some hearts. Tell them to keep pushing that music. So, and like I said, thank you for tuning in. If you just now listening, we have this is the Truck and Hustle Takeover, okay? We have Ramel. He is the founder of Truck and Hustle. So this is the Men Empowerment session that everyone has been waiting for and waiting on. This is the brains behind the Truck Podcast voice. And so, like I said, thank you for coming on today. And my next question for you is, why did you think it was important for entrepreneurs' voice to be heard?
Oh man!
So
Well, you know what? I didn't think it was important, Sherry. I knew it was important. The entrepreneurs are, they are the curators of the future. You know, they are the thinkers. They are the people that are pretty much, you know, paving our future. And it's very important that we kind of hear their thoughts and hear where they came from so we could understand where they're going. And also, hear where they came from so we could understand that we can also get there. You know what I'm saying? So those two things are very important. We gotta understand where they came from so we can understand where they're going. And understand where they came from so we can understand that we can do it too, right? Because that's the whole my whole mantra is always each one teach one. And, you know, one thing that you'll learn about people who have ever created anything successful, you know, when you talk to successful people, or if not, and successful is just a word, but just say anybody that's created anything, they want to talk about it. Right. They want to talk about it. They just don't have opportunities to talk about it, because a lot of times the people that they may be around, if they're not just around successful people and other people who are like-minded, they're not really on their level, you know. And that's not to say that in a condescending way. That's just to say that they're not really thinking the way they think. You know what I mean? Because they just have a different type of a mindset. So, entrepreneurs and people who start businesses and creators and creatives, they want to share their ideas, and they want to do it in a place where it's safe, like a safe environment where they can, you know, get love back for what they're thinking and what they're, you know, putting out there. Because a lot of times, you know, when you're trying to be creative, you're going to get a lot of negative feedback, you know, and sometimes from the people that are closest to you, you know. So you when you give an entrepreneur or a creator or a creative a platform to feel safe and share not only what they've been, you know, brewing and what they've created, but their thoughts for the future. And then they get love and they get likes and they get comments and they get reposts and they get shares. Man, all you're doing is fueling that fire, right? And you're fueling that fire for the next big thought or the next big innovation or the next big idea. And that's so important, because, you know, without that, what do we have? What do we have to look forward to? You know what I mean? So I just thought that it was definitely important to hear these stories. And listen, I'm a story person. I mean, if you listen to the podcast, you always hear me say, you know, so what's your story? What's the backstory? I love to hear about where people came from. I like to hear about the humble beginnings, because a lot of times you're going to find out that, you know, we share the same stories. Like, it's just almost like the same thing on repeat. You know, it's like, you know, I came from this beginning. I made all this money. I went broke. I lost it all. You know, I had to start over again. I had to get a mentor. So right there, what they're doing is they're showing you the blueprint to success, and they're also letting you know that you're not alone. So wherever you're at in the journey, right, wherever you could pick up from, wherever they were, wherever they started or whatever, wherever they left off in the journey, you could say, man, like, I just lost my home. I'm homeless right now. It's not too late for me. You know what I'm saying? I just lost all my money. It's not too late for me. My business could, you know, could shoot up 10x in the next 3 years like theirs did if I just do these certain things. So it's so important to really, you know, it's like having a dial-in mentor, somebody you could always just put on a podcast and listen to someone speak and just encourage you. You know, and I'm a big podcast listener. You know, I got a lot of podcasts that I love. I've been listening to podcasts for the last 10 years, right? And most of the time when I tell people about podcasts, they're like, pod what? Pod who? Like, what's a podcast? I don't even know what that is, right? Now just right. In the last maybe 2 to 3 years or so, podcasts have become more popular to where everybody's creating a podcast, right? So it's becoming more of something that's more recognized and more known. But it's still so many people who don't even know what a podcast is, you know what I mean? And it's one of those things where I've always loved podcasts because, you know, when I listen to a podcast, I feel so connected to the show and to the host of the show, because typically podcasts are long form content where you have to sit with a person for 45 minutes to an hour. Right. And you know, they say the time it takes to really make a connection with somebody is usually about 7 hours to where you have a connection with them. Right. So by the time you listen to 7 of my shows, we have a deep connection. Right. You have an understanding of me. You know me. You know my little sayings. You know the things that I do. You know if I say too much, you know all these little things about me, and you're connected to me. Right. And I felt like the podcast was the best way to connect with people on a deep level. And that's what this show is about, really connecting with people. So the podcast isn't about numbers. You know, it's not about 100,000 or a million people necessarily having to listen in. If they do, that's great. You know what I'm saying? But if it's 10 people listening on a deep level, that relationship is going to be much more profitable and for myself and for the listener in the long run. You know what I mean? So that's why I chose the podcast platform to start with, because it's a very intimate platform that, you know, when you use it, it's special. And it's like an if you know, you know type of thing. I wanted to build that if you know, you know type of community. Everybody ain't got to know about Chuck and Austin. That's cool. But if you know, you know. And the people who do know, the people who do rock with it, they going to shout it to the mountaintops. You know what I'm saying? We're going to circulate this information amongst each other. Right? We're going to circulate this information amongst each other. Yeah, and not even that. We're going to work with each other, too, on a deeper level. So now, not only are we circulating information, but, you know, if you listen to the Truck and Hustle podcast and somebody else listens to the Truck and Hustle podcast, now y'all connecting with each other. And y'all like, yo, what you do? What you do? I see you reposted that. You know what I'm saying? Because Truck and Hustle reposted you. What you into? Oh, you do dump trucks? Oh, you do that, too? Let's connect. Let's talk. And that is what I'm most proud of about the show, is watching the connections that have spawned from the show. You understand? Like, these connections that have spawned from the show are so deep. And it's like, when I look back, I'm sitting back like, yo, that's what it's about. That's what it's about for real. Like, look at what this show has created. This show has created people on opposite sides of the world corresponding and talking to each other and showing love to each other like they've known each other for the last 20, 30 years, because they share one common thing. They share this industry. And once you share this industry, you share all the struggles, you share all the ups and downs and all the things that come along with this industry. This is like a brotherhood or a sisterhood. You already know. If you're in the trucking business, you already know. We ain't got to tell you much about it, because you know how crazy this industry is. You know it's a thankless industry. You know about the headaches that come along with this industry. You know about the money you can lose in this industry. You know about the money you can make in this industry. So we already have a bond and a relationship before we even start talking, right? So that's what these people are doing. Absolutely. They're connecting all over the place. And it's like, yo, this is what Truck and Hustle has started or helped to perpetuate. And that really makes me proud. When I look back on the show, in the short time that this show has been in existence. You know, Trucking Hustle has been in existence for 6 months, only 6 months. You know what I'm saying? And we've made an impact. We've made a deep impact in this community, and, you know, it's only going to get deeper, and it's only going to get deeper. You know, I hit people from my show about business opportunities. You know what I'm saying? I just hit two people from the show today about business opportunities, about some things going on overseas, because I had a connection overseas in Africa, right, that needs some equipment out there. But I can reach out to these people who have businesses and have already, you know, trucks and stuff like that, and say, yo, I got an opportunity for you. You want to get down? Oh, yeah, talk to me about it, right? That's what this show is about. So if it's not just the education part, it's the networking part. It's the networking part.
It is. It's
right?
A breeze.
And it's free. It's free $3.99. All you got to do is come and listen and be a part of the community. You know what
listen.
I mean? For
that's
$3.99,
it.
We're giving you $1 million worth of game every trip. You know, and right now I'm just trying
just
to make it.
Make
shout
it, make out. It. I'm sorry. I just want to give a shout out to your family because literally in our community, in our sheet trucking community, I remember seeing, you know, the flyers for Trucking Hustle, and that was the first time that I saw, I listened, and I was just inspired. And, you know,
right.
I'm so grateful. You know, that your wife put that in our community. And so I just want to shout that out. And I also want to say that, and thank you for giving minorities a voice. Because, you know, we didn't have one. And so you really actually, you know, put that, made that bridge and, you know, got us talking, got us communicating. So you built that bridge for us, and I just want to thank you for connecting minorities. Just like you speaking of Africa, that's, you know, once again, connecting the minorities together to communicate. That is just, I just want to say thank you for that, you know, because that's huge in this industry. And me being in the industry, I've been, you know, driving for over 5 years, and I didn't see any women, you know, I didn't know of any women on the level that I've heard on your show. I didn't know them until I listened to your show. I never seen that.
Right.
I didn't know I could reach those goals. And so I just, like I said, thank you so much for, you know, taking that step, you know, and being able to bring us all together. That's phenomenal. Like, I don't know what the word is for that, but it's great. It's like a breeze, you know.
It's my pleasure, Sheree, to do that. And you also just mentioned, you know, my wife, and I just want to definitely give a shout out to her. She is the real CEO behind Truck and Hustle and everything, Rommel Watley. You know, she is definitely my rock. She holds me down. Man, she really makes all this possible because she gives me the space to be able to be creative.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And without her,
yes,
you know, support, you know, she's been there not only for this journey through businesses. You know, she's always there right by my side. So, you know, for the men listening, man, you know, you have to invest in your women and you have to trust in your women because they are, they have a foresight and they're on a different wavelength than us as men. Like they say, you know, men are from Mars and women are from Venus, right? You know, our women are we're the protectors, we're the providers, but the women, they just are, they're our guide, man. They're our guide. They're really going to make sure we make the right moves, make the right decisions. They see things that we don't see coming, right? And you know, it's just so important that you find yourself a mate, you know, that you can connect with and really build an empire, man. I just want to just touch on that because you know, get yourself a good woman, man. Please get yourself a good woman because it'll change your life. It'll really change your life. You have a good woman in your corner holding you down. So shout to my wife. Queen
yeah.
Kasana. She's probably gonna kill me for putting her name out there. But I gotta shout out. I gotta put her name out there. You know, that's my baby. I love you. So shout to her, man. She definitely makes all this possible.
Absolutely. I love it. Now, for my next question, I just want to know, how do you think that this will impact the next generation? You know, I always think about that next generation, the next millennium coming into this world. So how do you think that this will impact the next generation? In the trucking industry.
You know, I hope that Truck and Hustle will impact the next generation because I feel that we are going to – okay, let me put it this way. And moving forward into the next few, you know, years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the line, there's going to be a big shift that's going to happen in this world, right? At least the way I see it, right? Because, you know, right now technology is taking over, right? So you know, it's going to become a point to where a lot of jobs that people have now, you know, 9-to-5s, whether they're like, you know, agents of certain things or, you know, whether they work in a grocery store or whatever, they're already being taken away, but soon they'll be completely eliminated, right? I feel that the last industry to go that will really never go is transportation. Why? Because you can't get a computer or a robot to drive a truck. I don't care who tells you what. It's not going to happen. Right. And if it does happen, it's going to happen 100 years from now, because in order for us to make that a possibility, you have to change all the roads, the infrastructure. You know, you tell a computer to back up to a store in Manhattan. Right. When the computer is trying to park into a dock and they got to double park because there's no spaces, it's going to go crazy. Right. And also the liability with that is going to be too crazy because insurance, it's not going to be what the truck hits. It's going to be who hits the truck. Right. So. There's always going to be a need for drivers. There's always going to be a need for trucks, for truck ownership. This industry is going to continue to thrive, and it's not going anywhere. But it's just going to be a matter of being ahead of the curve and, you know, not being a worker but being an owner in the industry and partaking of this industry because, you know, right now as we move into the next few years, I mean, people are staying home more. You know, freight is increasing, right? The volumes are increasing. Everything's going up because people just want more. People are consuming more and more and more every day. So obviously, we're going to need trucks and we're going to need transportation to do that. So I'm saying all that to say that I'm hoping that the future and the kids who are graduating right now, somebody who's playing like Fortnite or something like that, you know, or, you know, watching Sunday night football or whatever they're doing, I'm hoping that they're thinking about their future and they're trying to figure out what are going to be the businesses that will still be around in 10 to 20 years, right? What are going to be the things that are still around for me to do to be able to feed my family in 10 to 20 years? And I feel that if you're not a part of certain industries, you're going to get left behind. There's going to be a huge disparity. There's going to be the owners. There's going to be the people that create the technology. Right. That and then there's going to be the people who have skills. There's going to be the skilled workers, the people who are the plumbers. Right. The people who, you know, do roofing, you know, those people who we might not look at right now as Mark Zuckerberg, but they're going to be the people that's going to be the most important moving into the future, because those are the ones you truly can't replace. Right. Along with the truck driver, people in the trucking industry. So it's going to be a flip. Right. All these jobs that people have ignored. These trade skilled jobs that people have ignored, they're going to become what's most important, because if you don't have the skill, you know, pretty much your job will be eliminated, because you're going to, computers are going to take over all those positions very, very soon. So if you're not at the top of the food chain to where you have ownership in some big technology, you know, company like a Facebook or an Instagram, or, you know, something even more deeper like, you know, data science, or, you know, computer information. If you're not involved in that world, right, that's pretty much controlling everything, then you need to be on the ground making everything happen and doing the hands-on stuff. So I'm hoping that this podcast will inspire that next generation of entrepreneurs, and it will help them realize that I know not only is it necessary, but it's also cool to do this. Because when I grew up, it wasn't cool to be in the transportation industry. And sometimes still not cool, but we can make it look cool. We can make it fun. we can you know, throw some rims on our truck if we need to, or whatever we got to do to make it feel like it's more us. You know what I mean? Whatever we got to do to bring the trucking industry into our world, that's what we got to do. You want to throw lights on your truck and do all that stuff and pimp it out or whatever, do that. Make it yours. Make it your thing, because we're going to need to start filling some of those seats. And there's going to be ebbs and flows. There's going to be ups and downs, and the industry is going to go, you know, up and down, just like any industry. What's happening in transportation happens in real estate. It happens in every industry. There's always ups and downs, but it always comes back around. You know what I mean? The people who stay in it, the people who have resilience, the people who stick with it are going to be the people who are going to win. Because once everybody bows out and they leave their piece of steak on the table, somebody going to come and grab that steak, and they're going to add it to the rest of their steaks. And that's just it. So it's just all about being resilient, and I just hope that this show can impact the next generation of entrepreneurs, or, you know, drivers. Everybody doesn't have to be an entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying? But I feel that ownership is definitely the key, you know, in a way. So, you know, do whatever you have to do, but, you know, I definitely implore people to get a skill. It's so important now to know a skill, because if you don't know a skill, man, even if that skill is, you know, marketing or something like that, to where you can take these information, these apps and things of that nature and do certain things with them that everybody else can't do, you have to get a skill set. Because the days of the regular jobs where people just put you behind a desk and say, you know, do this, list 1 through 10, those are going. That's going to be going very soon.
Right.
You know, so we have to start finding, getting more skills under our belt.
I actually just talked about this in an article with, I just did an article. If y'all don't know about Trucker Tools, definitely download the Trucker Tools app. I just did an article about that and talked about how, you know, we are in the generation of computers and things are changing. So you have to keep up with it. You have to. That is so important. So, you know what? I'm so motivated by you. I think you're so awesome. So what motivates you? What motivates you?
You know, I would have to say a few things. My family, number one, you know, my wife and my two daughters, you know, motivate me obviously every day to get up and just continue to be a breadwinner and continue to, you know, make life as comfortable for them, and also set up something that they can, you know, take and run with at some point in the future. You know, so that's my number one motivation. Number two, seeing people just learn and seeing people show love to each other, as corny as that may sound, like, I really get inspired by seeing us, especially us, show love, because I don't see enough of it. You know what I'm saying? There's so much negative out here in the world, and there's so much conflict. When I see people, like, just loving each other, and, yeah, men, we could love each other, too. We could say, I love you, brother. You know what I'm saying? I send hearts to people all the time in my DM. I know they probably think I'm crazy. Like, yo, this dude always sending me hearts in the DM. But that's because that's love, man. I'm not trying to sugarcoat it. Like, I'm sending you love. I ain't sending you nothing else. I might send a strong arm every now and again, but I want to send you love, because at the end of the day, as corny as it may sound, that's what it has to start with. They got to start with love, me wanting you to win. You know what I mean? And I've done, you know, things for people just on the strength, just because I want to see you win. Like, I really want to see everybody out here win. I don't need to get paid for everything I do. I don't need to get accolades for everything I do. I don't need any of that stuff, because at the end of the day, I know what I've done, and, you know, that sits right with me, and that's really what it's all about. Like, I know that I've done my best to spread a positive message. You know what I mean? And you know, like they say, you have to be the change that you want to see. So if I want to see a change in the world, I have to perpetuate that change constantly. So even if it's an overkill of it, and people like, man, it can't always be that great, it can't always be that positive. Yeah, you're right. It's not always that great. It's not always that positive. I cuss people out too. But on this platform, I'm not going to do that, because that's not what you're here for. Right? You're here to be motivated. You're here to be inspired. And I'm going to keep on spreading as much love as I possibly can, because that's what I feel we need more of. So seeing that exchange of love really motivates me. And I think those are like really the two things, Sheree, like just really seeing the love that's being spread out here and obviously just creating a life, you know, for myself and for my family, and seeing others create a life for themselves and for their families that's free. You know, everybody wants financial freedom. Everybody wants to get to a point to where they're not trading time for dollars. Everybody wants to get there. So to see people in the pursuit of that, as opposed to being in the pursuit of other things or all things that are just, you know, evil, or all things that are just, you know, not to your benefit and not to your advantage, it really motivates me to keep seeing that and keep seeing that happen over time and time again. And that's on my platform. When I log into Instagram, that's what I see. You know what I'm saying? I don't follow the nonsense. I don't follow Shade Room and all of that. And I'm not knocking that stuff, you know, because I used to follow all that stuff. But I made a conscious decision to try to now don't go on my Instagram and start seeing who I'm following, because I might have slipped up and might have forgot to delete somebody. But I made a conscious decision to try to feed myself with positivity and things that are going to inspire me and things that are going to teach me, you know. So even in something as simple as that, just my feed, I want to be inspired. I want to have things that are feeding me, so I continue to feed other people with that. And then we just have that reciprocity, and it just continues to cycle in and cycle out. So, yeah, so that's inspiring.
I love it. So my next question, and it's crazy. We almost have been on here an hour, but I got a couple more questions, so I'm going to try to
hold. Wow, really? That's crazy. Okay.
It didn't
feel like an hour. It felt like 15 minutes.
Yeah, time goes so fast. This has been a great show. I'm so thankful to have you on. If you are just tuning in, we are this is the Trucking Hustle Takeover. Okay, so
that's right. You smell something.
If you
burning,
would like to
only
call
your desire.
In, yes. If you want to call in and ask any questions or give any love or feedback, definitely call our number while we're still on. The number is 914-205-5328. And so I'm going to go into my next question. Which episode has been your favorite?
The million-dollar question, right? That's like the got you question. All right, listen. All right.
It is.
So in a past life, I would have given my politically correct answer, and I would say that I have no favorites, you know, because all of them are my favorite, right? But I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm going to give you a real answer, and I'm going to tell you why. My favorite episode was episode number one. And the reason why episode number one is my favorite episode is for a couple reasons. So episode number one is my favorite episode is because I actually got it done. You hear me? I actually got it done. I had been procrastinating with this podcast idea for over a year. If you look at my, you know, and probably more than that, if you look at my Instagram, I started building my Instagram page in 2018 sometime, you know, and prior to that, I had been toying with this idea. I had been reaching out to people. But I just never did it, right? But episode number one, when it was finally done and I finally released that podcast and I promoted it and it got like 14 listens or whatever the case may be, that was like that was inspiring, because when I said, yo, somebody actually listened, that's great. It's 14 people, but cool, they listen. And I got it done.
Right.
I actually was able to see through this plan and this goal and this vision of mine, and it was special to me, you know. And then on top of that, you know, I got to interview somebody who I know personally, who has seen my journey, who has been a part of my journey, who knows about me and knows where I come from, right? Knows the cloth I'm cut from, and they know who I am. So they know that if anybody is suited to be doing this show, it's me. You know what I'm saying? So they gave, having that person is Dante Dean. Shout out to King Dean. First person I had on the show. That was my favorite show, because it was with somebody from the home team? Because at that point, this was before I got to meet everybody and grow this big family that I have now. At that point, it was just like me and him, you know what I'm saying? And I talked to him, I told him my idea, and he was like, yo, that's dope, I love it, let's do it. And at that point, I didn't know what this was going to necessarily become. I had plans, I had a vision for it, but, you know, we got on and we talked, and, you know, he gave me his story, and he has his entrepreneurial story, you know, coming from Philadelphia, troubled past, you know, worked, you know, developed the skills of the driver, got his first truck, bit his things, had his ups and downs, and that truly is the heart of why this show was created. You know, he is the heart of that, and then a few others after that, but he was one of he's like the pulse of what makes this show go, because a lot of the people who listen to this show are just like him. You know what I'm saying? That either starting out or they're a couple years into the business, and they want to listen to the show and listen into the mirror. You know what I'm saying? So it was dope just creating that show from just a whole lot of perspectives. I'm trying to figure out, how am I going to do the intro? How am I going to format the show? What am I going to say? You know what I'm saying? I'm a little nervous. I've never really interviewed somebody formally before. I talk a lot, so that's not difficult. And I usually interview people when I just talk to them, my friends. I tell my friends for 30 years, I learn something new about them every day. Because every time I talk to them, I start asking questions. And I'm like, damn, I never knew that about you. I'm very inquisitive, so I'm always asking new things. But, you know, just that experience alone would have to make number one my favorite episode. And since then, it's just been crazy, man. And now I've just really found my voice. I feel like I found my voice. I feel like I found my zone. And it's like it just gets easier and easier every time. So, you know, I still have like little butterflies, because you got to understand, I'm talking to strangers. I'm literally talking to strangers, people I've never met before in my life a lot of times. Sometimes I have connections with people, but a lot of times these people are strangers, and I'm just reaching out, and I'm like, yo, you want to talk about your business? You want to tell me about the money you make? You want to tell me this? You want to share all this information about your life with a complete stranger? So I got to get people to trust me. I got to get people to trust that I'm going to be delicate with them. But also, I'm going to, you know, push enough to get what the audience needs. You know what I'm saying? So I always try to create an environment that people are comfortable in, and people can, you know, just really feel comfortable sharing, you know. But it takes a little bit of something to just sit down with a stranger and just have countless conversations, and it's over and over again getting to know somebody again. So I have to put myself in the right mindset to even be able to do that. You know what I mean? But I'm a people's person. I'm an extrovert. You know, my wife always tells me, my wife is an introvert. I'm an extrovert. You know, I can talk to anybody for the most part. So it's not very hard for me, but it's always a little bit nerve-wracking, because you never know where somebody's coming from. You know what I mean? So a lot of times when I first start an interview, right, you know, it'll start off a little slow, and I'm trying to, like, figure out where to go with the interview, and, like, we're trying to, like, you know, feel each other out, and we're dancing. And before you know it, we just find a little groove, and, you know, they're comfortable. And, you know, they're telling me about, you know, somebody who beat them up in third grade. And that's what I love. When I get you to that point, that's where we're good, because now we're getting to the root of who you are. And at the end of the day, this show is about stories. It's about entrepreneurship. It's about business, but it's about stories behind the business. That's what I want to inspire you, because at the end of the day, ultimately, we all have a story. We all have something to share, and we could all identify with people's stories, right? So that's the commonality between the guests and all the listeners.
So, like I said, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to learn and introducing us to so many people. I mean, it's been back-to-back banging shows, back-to-back. And then coming on the She Trucking platform and also letting us learn who you are. Because I don't feel like right. We have gotten the opportunity to even know who the man behind the voice is. So I want to thank you so much for opening up to us and letting us learn about you, because this has been very, very inspiring. It's been so interesting. And now I understand why your voice is so important and so relevant for this, not only this industry, but for the world, for the universe. I'm going to use Mr. Universe. For the universe.
Mr. Universe, there
and,
we go.
Yes, it's very important, and it's very important as being a male a strong male voice to be heard as yours, because the stereotypical male voice is not what I hear coming from you. And so I was just having a debate today with someone, and we were talking about, you know, the negative, the stereotypical voice for the male. And I said, you know, last year, 2019, and coming into this year, I said, there's so many men that's stepping up. And you're one of those men that I was talking about. So thank you so
much
for being that voice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We're going to change that narrative, man. We're going to change that narrative. The men, it's our job to be leaders. Men out there, you know, y'all are the leaders, man. Step up. Let's get it, you know. It's time to step up. 2020, the year of perfect vision. Let's step up. Let's pray for that clarity. Let's get it, man. We have to move forward, you know, in a positive direction moving forward. So I it's my pleasure and my honor, you know, to thank you so much for those kind words, Sheree. That you see me in that way, I'm very happy that is the that's what you see in me, and I really appreciate that, because I work hard to be that male figure.
Absolutely, thank you. And so I want to ask you. We got some comments that's on the internet. Maybe we can get them to call in as well to ask. If you can, listener, if you can call in and actually ask the question direct. I see a lot of questions that's on the internet. One of them is the question I was going to, and that's, what is your 2020 vision? What is your future vision or your five-year vision? What do you see yourself going, and what do you want to do? And I believe in manifesting your dreams, manifesting your vision.
Yes.
And so if you can, you know, manifest with us and let us know where you see yourself going in the future.
Yeah, and I definitely believe in having that, in having vision as well. And it's funny, this is a question that I ask all my guests. You know, what do you see, where you see yourself for the next couple years or whatever the case may be. You know, business-wise, start with Truck and Hustle. You know, my vision for Truck and Hustle is to become the number one resource, you know, for our community and anybody who wants to be in the trucking industry, to be able to come and to be able to learn, not only learn, but to get the resources that that they need to help them move to the next level, and to be able to meet anybody wherever they're at in the journey. You know, so that means, you know, a lot of content, a lot of information. A place where you can feel comfortable. If you're at, level one, you can say, I'm at level one. Where do I need to go from here? You know, let me go on Truck and Hustle and let me start figuring out my way. I would like Truck and Hustle to become that, you know, that's my vision for Truck and Hustle. I plan to continue to, you know, keep on publishing a lot of deep content. I want to kind of get a little bit deeper with the content. Not that we haven't gotten deep already, but I want to get even deeper. I want to get into more practical information, more how-tos, you know, just dive a little bit deeper, peel back some more layers, right? Peel back some more layers of this industry and maybe start focusing in on particular niches, do some deep dives, right? Like, you know, if we're talking about, you know, freight brokerage, let's have a couple shows on that. Let's you know, have some information on the site. Let's dive deeper instead of being on the Can you hear me, Sheree?
Yes, I can.
Hello? I'm sorry. Yeah, instead of just, you know, kind of having things, you know, on the surface level. You know, so that's my plan for the business in the next 5 years as far as Truck and Hustle is concerned. You know, personal, I have so many business ventures that I've, you know, opportunities that I'm interested in, things that I'm already working on and things that I want to kind of continue doing, you know, real estate ventures, more trucking business ventures, continue to grow, just grow businesses, man. It's all about business and it's all about ownership. So there's not one in particular, that there's just, I just want to have an open mind and be able to connect with people who are making things happen out there. I'm all about collaboration, right? I'm all about connecting with people and working with other people who are smarter than me. You know, so I'm always the first to walk in the room.
Speaking of collaboration,
and just, Yeah.
Speaking of collaboration, if someone wants to collaborate with you, how do they do that?
Well, all you got to do is reach out to me. So, you know, the easiest way to probably get a hold of me right now is, you know, through Instagram. You know, I control my Instagram, Truck and Hustle, at Truck and Hustle, T-R-U-C-K, N, the letter N, H-U-S-T-L-E. Hit me with a DM, and that's what people have been doing, and you will be surprised how many opportunities and people have reached out with different things, whether it's just appreciation for the show or whether it's a business opportunity. So that will be the quickest way to collaborate. Just a note for anybody listening who does listen to the show, the website is being is underway. If you go to truckandhustle.com, the website is up, but it's a coming soon website. We are building something extremely phenomenal for you. But I do have an email list I'm building in there. So if you go to the website, put your email in there. You know, I'll be sending out newsletters with updates because we're going to be launching the website soon. So you can connect with me through the website if you send me your email through the website. But the quickest way to try to, you know, to really get a hold of me, if you want to get my attention, shoot me a DM. I'm always going to check my DMs. Anybody who has DM'd me, they know I always respond to everybody. I don't care if they just say hi. I'll say hi. You know what I'm saying? I always make sure I answer every DM because not only do I feel it's important to respect, you know, people's time, and when people take the time out of their day to show you some love, I think it's important that you take the time to show them some love back. So I'm going to do that as long as I can. I mean, as this show grows, obviously there'll be a point where I can't answer everybody, you know, but I'm going to always continue to answer, you know, people who have questions. And, you know, people will tell you, like, you know, somebody will call me and ask me a question. I don't claim to know it all. I don't claim to know, you know, man, 25% of this industry. There's so much going on in this industry. But what I will do is I'll say, holler at this person, talk to this person, look into this. And I do that all day long. You know, I'm sending referrals out all day long. If I know somebody who I think will be a good fit for you, if any questions, anything that you know, any endeavors that you want to get into, I'll connect you with them. And if you want to connect with me and do something with me personally, just reach out. You know, just reach out. I've been blessed to, you know, the way I, you know, have networked in a lot of ways for my show is just by reaching out to people, reaching out. And I've been blessed to where people have, you know, gotten back to me. So I have to reciprocate that, and I got to pay that forward. So when people come to me, I got to get back at them. You know, that's just the kind of person I am. So if you holler at me, you want to holler at me, just shoot me a DM, and we could talk.
Absolutely. And I just want to mention that the Truck and Hustle podcast is on all major podcast platforms. So you can find it anywhere and leave a review. What do you always say? If you'll drop that, you always say leave a review, leave a
Yeah, you know what? I don't rate. Listen, that's important. That's actually important, Sheree. Like, people don't realize, especially on like the Apple platform, those reviews and those ratings, they in the algorithm, they help you get noticed. So if you want to spread awareness for the show, that's why I always ask people to leave reviews, not only because I want to hear, you know, your feedback. I definitely want to hear your feedback, but also because everything is a numbers game. So, you know, the more that they see people have interest in the show and the more they feel people engage, because engagement speaks volumes to how connected a person is with a show. A person can listen to the show, but if they take the time to actually leave a review, it shows a whole new level of engagement. And Apple will reward that with, you know, letting you come up in the suggestion box and making your podcast more visible. So that's why I always say leave a review, rate, you know, not just because I want to hear you say Truck and Hustle is the greatest podcast ever, which if you do feel that way, I love it. That's great because that's what I created it to be. Hopefully it's the greatest podcast ever to somebody. But also because that helps that engine kick out that content and say to people, you need to check out this show. And ultimately, it's about spreading the word. You know, people who find the show, I love it. I love, you know, people popping up and saying, I just listened to your show. I got a DM last night from somebody. They told me, they said, I just found your show 24 hours ago. I've been binge listening. You know, I work in a hospital, but I've been ignoring the patients because I'm listening to the show. And I mean, as funny as that is, it's like that warms my heart, man. Like, that's so dope. You know, that not only are you doing that in real life, but the fact that you would take the time to reach out to me and tell me that, I've gotten voice messages of people just going crazy, like, yo, man, this podcast is this, that. And that's what, and that's another thing that motivates me to just keep on going and keep on doing it, because I feel like I can't let y'all down at this point. You know, I'm at the point of no return where it's like, I done got us this far. So now all I could do is just keep on delivering and just keep on blowing y'all mind even more with the content and information that we curate, you know? So, you know, that feed me with that. Feed me with that. Feed my ego. You know what I'm saying? Let me know that I'm doing a good thing out here so I could keep on doing it. I'm going to keep on doing it anyway, to be honest with you. But it helps. It helps when you get a couple of thumbs up. It really helps, because it just, you need to be encouraged. We need to be encouraged as people,
right,
you know, to in our everyday life, because it's just, we all need somebody. We all need somebody. And it's lonely when you're working on something and, you know, it's just lonely. Like the entrepreneurial life or the creative life or the creator life, like, you know, you're usually in a room by yourself sitting, you're editing shows for hours, you know, and then you hear like an hour of it and, you know, that's what you get. But, you know, you're not sitting through the YouTube videos that I'm watching, trying to learn how to edit and then trying to get people to do this for me and do that for me. And you wouldn't really understand all that really goes into it. So this is a labor of love. Like,
and let me put some emphasis on that, because it is a lot that goes into it. So, like, because your show is not like mine where it's just live. You know, I didn't want to do all that editing. That's not my thing. And you actually go in and you really put a full, you know, thought out show together, and that's why it's so good. That's why it's so phenomenal and it delivers so well, because it's a lot that goes into it. And I just once again want to say thank you so much. And you talked about encouragement. And so if you can listen, this has been a phenomenal show today. And if you can leave the listeners with some motivational words to encourage them to keep on pushing through 2020, because like I said, thank you all for tuning in to our first show for 2020. Ramel is going to give you the fire that you need to get you through 2020. And if you would leave us some encouraging words, and then I got one more question before we close out, but
okay,
just leave us some encouraging words to give us that feel that we need.
Okay, so I love this. This is where I thrive, right? I'm going to keep it really, really simple for everybody listening. I started this podcast six months ago in July, summer of July, right? Interviewing people, created a platform to interview people, and 6 months later, I'm here being interviewed, right? I'm here being interviewed, and I'm saying that to say, you know, that's crazy, right? I created a platform to interview people, and now I'm here being interviewed for the work that I've done, right? So if I can leave any encouraging words to anybody, I'm going to say that you have to start. The most important thing is just getting started, right? You're not going to know how to do everything. You're not going to have all the resources. You're not going to make all the right decisions, but you just have to start. And that's whether you want to start a podcast, as you want to start a business, you want to start a family, whatever is in your heart, man, you have to get started. You have to do it, because I say all the time, man, like, this life is short. Like, people have to realize how short this life is. Once you get through your head and you put in perspective how short life really is, man, it'll light a fire under your butt. Like you know, it's you only have a little bit of time in the grand scheme of things, man. So do it. Who cares what happens? At the end of the day, we all go into the same place anyway. Do it. Make it happen, and make it happen now. And if you fail, who cares if you fail? Who cares? Do it again. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. So just do it. Chase your dreams. Get started. Get started now. Because like I said, I could have procrastinated another 6 months, and I wouldn't be here getting interviewed today, you know, by someone who I respect and someone who appreciates the work that I've done for this community, right? So now just imagine fast forward next year, what the possibilities are. What chairs I can be sitting in as Truck and Hustle. Imagine what the possibilities are. But that's all because I just did it. I got out of my own way. I set all fears and all, you know, I'm not sure if this will work, all that to the side. Whatever that was holding me back, what I didn't know, technology, whatever I didn't know how to do, I just said, you know what, I'm just going to do it. Because at the end of the day, who cares? If nobody listens, that's fine. But what if everybody listens? What if?
That's right. And you don't know what will happen until
you
try.
You got to. And as simple as that sounds, we fail at that every day. We fail at that every day. So I'm just going to, you know, tell everybody out there for 2020. I think 2020 is a special year, man. You know, there's a lot of negative going on in the world, but, man, I believe in numbers and in numerology and different things mean different things. I don't really get too deep into it, but I think there's a reason why 2020 is just perfect vision, and I don't know, and it just feels like perfect vision for me. So I think a lot of people are going to be leveling up this year. You know, I see a shift, I see a change happening, you know, and I just think that, you know, now is a better time than any to just go for it, live your dreams, man. Don't be afraid of what can happen, because that stuff will probably happen anyway, minus the dream that you could have been chasing. So don't worry about it. Just go out there and get it, man. And like I always say, if you smell something burning, it's only your desire. It's your desire. Everybody has that gift. Everybody has that in them. Everybody has something that they've been putting off, something that they want to do, and it's there. All you have to do is realize that gift. Manifest that gift. Bring it into fruition. Make it happen. This is your year, and you're going to be happy you did it. I promise you. I promise you. Whatever the result is, I promise you, you will be happy. You may not go where you think you were going to go, where you plan to go, but you will go. And it's all about forward motion. Forward motion is better than stagnation.
One of our listeners, she just quoted you and said, if you fail, so what, do it. That's powerful. See?
There you go.
And this is why we had the Truck and Hustle takeover today, okay? This is why we brought him onto our show. This is why we started 2020 off like this. Do y'all understand? If you're listening in, I want to encourage you to go and download Spotify. If you got an Apple, download Apple Podcasts. Any podcast platform, or just Google Truck and Hustle Podcast and start listening now. You will not regret it, okay? So if you are inspired today, make sure you say that it's one of your favorites. And make sure you tune in, because, like I said, we thank you so much for coming on to our show today. You have just been this has been an eye-opener. We have learned so much. You have shared so many gems with us, and we thank you so much for allowing us to have some of your time.
Thank you so much, Sheree. I appreciate it. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I want you to know one more thing. She trucking supports you 100%. We are like your little sisters in the game, okay? So we will continue to push. We will continue to support as much as, and we will continue to keep screaming Truck and Hustle Podcast forever and ever.
No doubt.
And keep spreading the message and the word. And thank you for coming on to our show today. And everyone, this is our show. If you don't know who I am Sheree Moore. I'm the founder of She Trucking. And if you don't know what she stands for, it stands for Sisterhood, Helping, Empowerment, and Trucking. Hey, what did we do today? We just gave some men empowerment today. Okay? 2020, vision,
no doubt.
2020
no
goals.
Doubt.
We reached it. We reached it today. And I'm going to give a special shout out and leave a closing. One of the ladies that's on my social media, her name is actually Sheree Lee. She has a new song called Incognito. So definitely go to YouTube and listen to it. I'm going to end this podcast playing her song. It's Sheree Lee, but Incognito on YouTube. So shout out to Sheree Lee, and thank you for coming on the show. It was phenomenal.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm incognito. That is. Juvenile incognito.